Doug, how have you been?
I've been very well. My goodness, you guys have done a great show today. It's a hole in one. That's terrific.
Isn't that great? It's wonderful. How excited are you to get back to a fall schedule for Bucknell football and the feeling of normalcy that goes with it?
Oh, I see Matt Catrillo doing the raise the roof. Inside, I am extremely thrilled. Bucknell starts its football practices this Friday, 7-9 over at Christian Atkinson Memorial Stadium. I'm really looking forward to it. I know you all had the opportunity to have a fall season last year, Steve, but boy, it's going to be great to be able to get back to play football.
Yeah, I was a year ago next week where they told us no football, and we're looking at each other like, what? All right. Then later they told us we do have football. And instead of playing in the winter and the spring, we're going to play in the fall. And we're going to go right into Christmas. I'm like, okay. It's like, Jack and I just do what they tell us. Right? They tell us that we have to be in Indiana October 24th a year ago. We show up at Indiana on October 24th. This time, September 4th, we're showing up in Madison, Wisconsin. Have you had a chance to talk with Dave Cicchini? Because when you go through a spring and you play as opposed to just practicing, what adjustments might he make to fall camp, Doug, because he played instead of practicing in the spring?
I think the biggest thing is, and some of it's mandated by the NCAA rules, and it's become even more stringent in terms of making sure people aren't injured, which is that's everybody's goal.
Right.
So some of that.
Yeah, they're knocking off with 3 hitting practices, I think, is the number. I think it's down to 18.
He said that there are only 9 total practices, at least at the FCS level, that you'll be able to be in full pack.
Okay.
And one of those is going to be a scrimmage.
Right, sure.
So some of that is going to be mandated by the NCAA. However, I think that the biggest thing is the point of having the direct contact overall in the practices that he can have contact, because these guys, their bodies have just been brutalized.
Yeah.
So, you know, now Bucknell launched a great group of seniors, so that's going to be, the numbers are going to be interesting in terms of the experience level. Mm-hmm. We'll have the numbers in terms of freshmen, but to be able to have that experience level, that's going to be tough, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. But I would think that's probably the biggest thing, Steve.
Yeah.
Not, as few of opportunities that you're going to have hitting, it may actually be curtailed even more than that.
And it's interesting, as you mentioned, defense. Not hitting as often usually means that the first couple of games, that happens to be where the tackling takes place, because you're doing less tackling in the preseason. Now, we all know this is not a complaint. I'm just explaining how it works. They'll tell you because of the amount of hitting that takes place in practices, which, by the way, is exponentially less than people realize. It's way less than people realize. People think you're just belting each other every day of the week. No, it's not even close, okay? That's not how it works. I mean, even with Joe. Joe didn't do it. Joe, especially his latter part of training camp, Joe tapered off dramatically in the last, 10 days of training camp. But there are no two-a-days. But you end up getting your tackling in the games. So, when you hear everybody saying, oh, our team can't tackle well, every fan base is saying that because nobody's tackling well, because you're not really used to the repetition of doing it. And that is everything has an unintended consequence. It's the right decision to hit less because of concussions. That's the right decision. But it also brings with it the consequence of you're not going to be as sharp tackling in the first couple of games.
Exactly. You all had a great golf outing here benefiting the YMCA. Purdy folks are awesome and stuff. There was a golf outing on Saturday over at the Bucknell Golf Course.
Yeah.
The Rose, Dave Cicchini's football program at Bucknell, the main recipients of all the fundraising that was going on. It's the Bud Rank Tom Gadd Memorial Kickoff Classic. So I was talking with Dave there on Saturday, and I asked him about tackling in particular.
Yeah.
That was one thing that he really did admit, particularly considering the fact that they will only have 9 full practices. practices in terms of, you know, full contact and so forth. I said, have you noticed that tackling as a whole has changed from, say, when you played at the in the 90s to today? He said, yeah, and he gave, and I know you would agree with this, he gave credit, or dubious credit, as the case may be, to ESPN and to SportsCenter highlights. Yeah. And so many kids wanting to make that highlight tackle, and they would launch themselves.
Yeah.
And now we've kind of just seen everything spiral down because of that. Now, coaches don't have as many practices. There isn't as good a tackle, as tackling a goal. I mean, there are some kids that do fundamental and sound, but there isn't for the most part. So, yeah, that's something that the coaches have to deal with.
Here's one for you. This is always very hard for fans to accept. There are some people that are really good at tackling, and some people just aren't. Nobody ever takes that stuff into account. Sometimes, like that guy over there, can really tackle. And no matter how often you work with those three guys, can't do it. Because they're just not good at it. They're not good enough.
It's interesting you say that. Bucknell had a kid who just graduated, and actually he's going to be playing his extra year at Eastern Michigan University, the Mid-American Conference.
On the gray field.
On the gray field in Ypsilanti. And, you know, Brandon Vincent was a great tackle.
Yeah.
He would make the stops, and I think that is true. And Gavin Pringle is very good. When he comes up in his quarterback position, he can really tackle well. But like you said, there is an art to tackle.
Yeah, some people are good at it. Brandon Smith is a tremendous tackler. I'm not going to get into a couple guys I'm not so sure about.